today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What does it take to lead? What does it take to lead people where you want them to go? What does it take to lead people to what's best for them? This is a question that people ponder and inquire daily. Leading people can be an enjoyable journey. Leading people to the one who has all the answer is the mission before us. We are to lead people to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Instead of focusing on how to lead people first, get them to buy into you. When people buy into you, they will buy into your vision, thereby giving you permission to lead them. What are you involved in, chairing, responsible for, or spearheading, and you're experiencing some kickback? Ask yourself, have I gotten them to buy into me first? Have I set a good example? In Luke chapter 5, verses 4 and 6, it is written, "When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and the net was breaking. These fishermen had finished their day's work and were washing their nets. This was not a good day for business, so they thought. As a result of the multitude pressing upon Jesus to hear his word, Jesus got into one of the boats which belonged to Simon. He wanted Simon to push out a little from the land that he might sit down and continue to teach. When Jesus had stopped teaching, he asked Simon to launch out into the deep and to let down his net for a catch. Jesus touched a heart before he asked for a hand. Simon responded to Jesus and shared with him, they had toiled all night and had caught nothing, but at Jesus' word, he would let down the net. Why did Simon take the nets he had just cleaned and launch out into the deep? He was a skilled fisherman. He had already been out and caught nothing. Nevertheless, Simon and the other fishermen did as they were asked. He gave Jesus' word higher authority than his experience. They were obedient and let down their nets where Jesus directed them to, and they were astonished at the large amount of fish they caught. Jesus' leadership drew buy-in, and as a result, these men left everything to follow him, not knowing where they were going or what they would encounter. They brought in to Jesus then his vision. If you want people to follow you and your vision, get them to buy into you. What are you teaching them? Are you adding value to them via conversation, example, or service? Teach them as Jesus taught the crowd and the fishermen and obtain buy-in. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.